Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody told me.
Oh man. Okay, I had this on mute. I thought I was actually there. Okay. I would like to pray. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything you've done for us, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you for providing for us, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord. Use me, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. Have the Holy Spirit use me, Lord, and guide me, Lord Father, and keeping me strong. Let me not say the word, let me not give the word by flesh, but by spirit. Use me, have the Holy Spirit use me, Lord. Have the Holy Spirit use me. I beg you in your name, Lord Jesus. I beg you. This is not an act. This is not something I'm just doing because I'm hosting, Lord Father. But I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, so I could give the word. Give the word by Matthew 24, Lord Jesus. I pray for those that's hungry. I pray for those that's lost, Lord Father. Even me, I got lost for a while, but I'm back. Lord Father, keep me strong, Lord Jesus. For those that's listening worldwide, Lord Father, cover them. Those that don't know you, Lord Jesus, let them know you, Lord, by the relationship, not by religion, not by one word religion, but by relationship, Lord Jesus. That you shall come quickly, Lord Father. In Matthew 24, you say, behold, you shall come quickly. Revelation, you say, behold, you shall come quickly. You will come quickly, Lord, for all the signs that's been revealed. Lord Father, I thank you for everything, Lord Jesus. In your name, I pray to your blood. I pray to your blood, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord. Man, the topic today is the last days. Last days, for all these things that happened in the last days, the Boston bombing, I know it's a touchy topic, but we got to pray for those that's been in that tragedy. We got to pray for those that's lost. We got to pray for those that's committed suicide. We got to pray for those that's going through those things because that's a sign. That's a sign. The enemy has a little bit of time left, and we must repent, people. We must give ourselves up and give ourselves up to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have our knees down and repent, because this is the last minute, the last days that we can't even look back anymore, but we got to look forward and help each other. We have to show love to one another, help each other out. And know what we have to do next by having the Lord directing us by the word of God. This morning I will be, excuse me, I got a little cold. This morning I will be reading Matthew chapter 24, okay? And there's a lot that's being revealed in Matthew chapter 24. Okay, and all the signs is being revealed as we speak in TV. All these reporters are laughing about it. Some reporters know what's going on. Some just don't care. But what we need to do is stay in the Word of God, stay in Revelation, and pray, because that's where we're going to know. That's where we're going to know the sign is going to be revealed. The signs are already being revealed. False prophets already being revealed. The earth that's being shaken by multitudes that's being revealed. Volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes. Today, this morning I heard in Channel 7, they say earth is going to have a storm and hail. Okay, storm and hail, raining storm. It's going to be raining real hard in Miami. So, from all this week. For this is a time of trials and tribulation. Let me read a verse for you. Okay? Let me read a verse for you that when I say time is short, we have a little bit of time left. It is true. It's in the Word of God. It's not coming from me. It's coming from the Word of God. Except those days should be shortened. There should no flesh be saved, But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders. And so meant that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And that's what's going on right now. There's false prophets out here. There's people, there's so-called preachers out here actually deceiving the young folks, the chosen ones, and the young folks doesn't know. Even the ones that's converting to Christianity, they don't know. And that's why we have people like me and people like T.D. Jakes or Creflow, and other prophets, other people out there giving the word of God, that's being truthful and that's not afraid to give the word of God. There's many people out here, and Seventh Day Adventist Church is a prophet church. That's the church of God. That's actually revealing a lot right now in the last days. I'm not afraid to give the word of God, especially through the phone. Especially when we're being heard. Especially that they say we got a freedom of speech in America, but we don't have freedom of speech. Check this out. Behold, I have tell you before, wherefore, if they say, they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in secret chamber, believe it not. Okay? Rumors of wars. Rumors about, you know, Jesus coming and this day or that day is setting up dates to deceive people, to have their heart get cold and to be offended and afflicted. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this kingdom of the And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Then shall the end come. Gospel all through the world. We got to give the word of God the way the Holy Spirit guides us. We got to give the word of God the way the Lord wants to give it. Not what our flesh or our pride. Not our flesh or our pride. The Holy Spirit. Let the Lord guide us. We're going to go to commercial because I have a cold. But I'm not finished yet.
I watch your face.
You hate. This is for everybody around the world that's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. Yeah. The Lord is our light. All the pain at night, he shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on to truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. He told
up, you gotta be honest. Just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gotta make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, not the devil trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that earlier. Earlier, my phone was on mute for a few seconds, just to let everybody know that, to advise everybody, you know, that was a little error, but I'm back. Okay, there's a verse I'm going to read everybody. And once I read this verse on Matthew 24, you need to listen to this, all right, in Word of God. And once I read this verse, you need to pay attention on what's going on in the world at the same time. It's not just for me to warn everybody. It's for everybody to receive the Lord, to accept Him in their life, to accept the Lord in your life, to have a relationship with Him. I know I'm not perfect. I know I've been through hell and back from a couple of months, from last year, doing the wrong things because I made the wrong choices. But I decide to come back. I decide to go full throttle and walk with the Lord in the straight, narrow path, no matter what happens. Because it's not according to our works, it's according to the Lord's works. What He did on the cross for us, for He loved us. For those that believe in Him shall be saved. For those that accept the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. It only takes one time to be saved. And once you accept the Lord, that's it, eternal life. But you must accept. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ and do not do the things of this world, because this world is a dark, dark world. People will deceive you. Preachers out there will deceive you. Prophets out there will deceive you. You got to be careful. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Read the Word of God. Let the Lord guide you, because He loves us. He don't want to see us burn. He don't want to see us go in a lake of fire, because that belongs, that right there belongs for Satan and his dominions. Okay? Not for us to go in a lake of fire. Okay? That's for Satan and his dominions to go in a lake of fire. I'm going to read you another verse before I go. We got about 6 minutes left. Okay, I'm going to read this verse now. For many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many. That's the Antichrist. And y'all shall hear of wars and rumor of wars. Korea. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom shall rise against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Which that is happening, prosecuting Christians out there. It's in the Word of God. It's already being revealed. It's already being revealed. All this in the Word of God is being revealed. So when all these false prophets or these devils out here trying to deceive you, how can you be deceived when your Holy Spirit guiding you and you got the Word of God telling you this before it happens? You know what I mean? He's telling you all this before it all happens. All you need to do is lend him your ear. Don't give him your deaf ear. You have to try and just go ahead and study the Word of God. And listen. And once you listen, the Lord will reveal everything. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Give the gospel. Get saved. Have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about religion. Like John 3:16. Everybody knows what's John 3:16. The Lord God gave his only begotten Son, not to condemn, but to save the world. For those that accept Jesus shall be saved. Because the Lord already did the works for us. He already went on the cross for us. All we have to do is pick up the cross and follow him. Matthew 24:29, immediately after the tribulations of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. I'm not going to give feel-good messages to people. I'm letting everybody know. I will be giving the Word of God how the Holy Spirit wants me to give the Word of God. Feel-good messages is okay. That's all right. Okay? Faith. Having faith and trusting God. That's always number one. But what everybody needs to know, I am a watchman. I am watching. And I've been seeing a lot that's being revealed. Even through my dreams, that's being revealed. Tsunamis, earthquakes. People in long lines looking for food. Okay? That's in a super dome. Like, we're already in a disaster. I've been seeing that in my sleep, in my dreams already. Things like that, it's already going to come to pass. But we must be prepared, getting ready. I'm not talking about packing up your clothes. I'm not talking about getting these material things. I'm talking about being safe. That's the way, being ready. And not fall into the trap of the world. Because we are in the last second. And we are in the last days. There's no more looking back. We got to look forward and trust God. This is the last days. We are in the last days. I would like to pray before I go. Lord Jesus, I thank you for everything. Lord Father, cover me in your blood. Cover those that's listening, Lord Father. Let them listen, Lord. Let them listen, Lord Father. Let them have a relationship with you.
Lord Father, let me continue our relationship with you too, Lord Father, and keep me strong in the last days and the trials and tribulations. Lord Father, cover those that's lost, let them be found. Looking for the word, let them be found. By the Holy Spirit, cover us, Lord Father. In your name, Lord Father, I thank you for everything, for every breath and every step, everything you provide. It's not about money. It's not about wealth. It's not about being famous. Lord Jesus, it's about you. It's about you, what you did on the cross, Lord Jesus. It's about you. It is about you, Lord. It is about you. You always give us a chance, Lord. You always give us a chance. And now this is the last chance. This is the last chance, Lord. For our people. For our people, Lord. For those that's on drugs, cocaine, marijuana, those that's let them be found, Lord Father. For you is our God, Lord Jesus. There's only one God. For there's many idols and false prophets out there. Pray for those preachers. Pray for those prophets. Lord, thank you for everything you've done for us. Oh, thank you for giving me a chance to wake up, even though I ain't sleep this morning. Thank you for keeping me up to give the word. Thank you, Jesus. I am Joseph the Dreamer. I will be back on air on Wednesday, giving the word of God for the last days. This topic will stay there for a long while because we are in the last days. To be continued. Thank you for listening. Thank you everybody for listening. Continue listening to Faith is Power Radio. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Faith is Power. Thank you. Thank you everybody. God bless.